Commentator Sharon Moshavi was recently in a quandary, but she didn't turn to her family for advice. Moshavi lives in Japan and decided to do as the Japanese do and seek some more cosmic insight into her life.
My Japanese friend Junko and I like to call each other up and complain. And lately, we've had plenty to complain about. Work problems, men problems, medical issues, as well as run-of-the-mill existential crises. One day, Junko decided our string of bad luck was more than just coincidence. "We're having a yakudoshi," she said. "A what?" I asked. "A yakudoshi," she said. "An inauspicious year. It can affect women in their 30s," she explained, and she knew exactly what we had to do about it. We had to be purified. This is Japan, after all, where taxi drivers hang amulets from their rearview mirrors to ward off accidents, and people hire Shinto priests to bless their new cars. Junko, a smart career woman, believes in all of these things wholeheartedly. I was ready to throw logic to the wind and get myself purified, when another friend, Yuko, stepped in. "Forget about the purification," she said. "What you need is a good fortune-telling, the Japanese version of going to a therapist. In Japan, people choose their fortune-tellers with the care we Americans take in choosing a surgeon. People here take their superstition very seriously." I realized that, in my heart of hearts, I was taking it seriously, too. I was actually scared. Of course it's absurd. Of course it's sheer chicanery. If I had a good fortune, you know, I live to be 100 and win the lottery, I'd laugh it off. But what if my fortune was terrible? What if I was about to hear that I was going to die some horrible early death? I was face to face with my inner irrationality, and I didn't like it one bit. The only way to win that battle, to prove such nonsense was indeed nonsense, was, of course, to go and see the fortune teller. He turned out to be a small man who looked exactly like a carnival barker, in a thick pinstripe suit and white-on-white tie. But he had a serious, almost professorial manner. On placemat-sized paper, he sketched out several charts that looked like EKGs. "My future didn't hold anything especially bad," he said. Emboldened, I pressed for more specifics. Would my novel get published? Would I have children? He gazed at the charts and said I would have to make the most of my opportunities. I was disappointed, and to be honest, annoyed by all his vagueness. But I also felt something else well up inside my chest. Relief. There was no wonderful news, but no horrible news either. For the first time, I felt the power and charm of superstition. Of course, it demands relinquishing a certain amount of control. Not an easy thing for a control freak like myself. I think I'm like many Americans. We believe in our unlimited powers. We take credit for our success and accept the blame for our failures. Maybe, just maybe, it isn't up to us. Maybe it is written in the stars. A comforting thought, but what if the stars conspire against you? My friend Yuko has an answer for that one. You just try another fortune teller, and if necessary, yet another. As many as it takes, she said, to find a fortune you like.
Sharon Moshavi lives and wonders about her future in Japan.